I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. Los Lobos are truly a Mexican and American band, a sonic feast of Mexican acoustic music traditions, blended later with large helpings of R&B, rock, and soul. Los Lobos have been writing and performing together for over three decades, a partnership that began back at Garfield High in East L.A. I spoke to longtime Lobos songwriter Louis Perez about the band's neighborhood roots.
We grew up in a real traditional Mexican-American neighborhood. I lived across the street from the Catholic Church. There was a corner store. There was a tortilleria on the corner, a tamale place around from that corner. Of course, a liquor store and a barbershop. That's what made East L.A. so insulated, because we had everything we needed. Right. We didn't have Starbucks or anything like that, but... I grew up listening to Mexican music. My mom played it. She listened to rancheras, and she listened to, on Saturdays, watched the Cal Worthington country music marathons on television. When I was tall enough to reach the knob on the radio, then I discovered choice. And that's when I discovered, like, in a radio, back when you can listen to James Brown and Jimi Hendrix and the Yardbirds in the same 10 minutes. You know, we don't play music that is expected to come from four guys from East L.A.
Right.
Not even the parents. It was like the whole body, or all of East L.A. was wondering what the heck is going on with these guys. Load up the van and go across the L.A. River into the new territory. And at that time, you know, punk rock was happening. We came into the door of the musical world through punk rock.
Yeah. You know?
And when we did that, it was...
There were questions.
They figured, well, next time we're going to see Louis, he's going to have a blue mohawk, or what's the deal here, you know? But it was great. It was good for us. I think it was, at one point we created kind of a bridge between East L.A. and Los Angeles on the other side of the river.
We also caught up with band member Cesar Rosas, the only member of Los Lobos born in Mexico.
Well, you know, I used to live in the desert from the time I was born till 9 years old. The only music I knew was what we call norteño music, which is the Mexican polka-style accordion. That's where I came from. And then when I came to the U.S., all of a sudden it was 1962. It was boom, right into rock and roll, you know, Chuck Berry and everything.
Well, I'm so glad I'm living in the USA. Yes, I'm so glad I'm living in the USA. Anything you want, they got it right here in the USA.
I remember the first things I ever saw at the theater were Elvis Presley movies. I was going, wow, man, who the hell is this guy, you know? And then, of course, I was there when the Beatles first came to America, you know, the Ed Sullivan Show. So I grew up with all of that. Then I got into, like, James Brown, Aretha, all the R&B stuff, you know? And I grew up also with the little transistor radios, you know? So I grew up with all the cool stuff that ever happened in the history of rock and roll, you know? Beach Boys, Beatles, the Rolling Stones.
Well, I was looking back at just another band from East L.A., which I think Todo Está en Español. It's a mix of sones and rancheras and corridos.
Señores, pido licencia para cantarle a mi amor.
We started Los Lobos as that, you know. We were young rockers, and we decided to put together a band that was dedicated to the Mexican folk music and the traditions, which is really against all the threat that was going on, you know.
That's brave to me, my way of thinking.
It was pretty crazy, you know.
Did you feel then a political point of view in making the music and being out as Los Lobos?
Well, we always felt that way. We felt that there was a need for us to bring back some of the culture. That's the whole reason why we were doing it. We didn't get up in the lines and, you know, we didn't wave the flags, but we thought we could do it with music.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO, or listen at AmericanRoots.org.